I build my world on love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I build my world on love. How often we would like to build our world on love. We would like to make our world a fantastic world of love. We look at the National Geographic and we see that the population of 7 billion people on the face of the earth. 7 billion people. What a tremendous number of people on the face of the earth. And what is it that makes these people want to live? What is it that makes these people want to be around, that wants to make them populate the earth? And I tell you, it's a four-letter word, love. It's a word that means so much and is so misused, but it nonetheless is a word that means so much. Love means to care. Love means to delight. Love means to enjoy the experience. Love means to respect oneself. Love means to look into one's own heart and see there all the beauty that exists. Love means to look out of your heart, look out of yourself with your eyes and your feelings, and look at the world about you as a nature and as a normal, wonderful thing and say, yes, it is good and very good. Love is to look at all the people on the face of the earth and say, how wonderful. How wonderful this ever-growing mass of beings. And yet, what is the basic purpose for people being here? People want to be themselves. People want to express what lies within them. They want to express that genius, that marvelous quality. When you look at the pictures that are in the National Geographic from India or other overpopulated areas of the world where they don't have a great deal of money, and yet they do, as you look at these pictures, they have pictures of these families where mothers have multiple children and so forth. And you look at the faces of these people, and you see the purity of the being right within. And you think of yourself, truly, this is love. This is love beyond all imagination. They may not have sufficient food. They may not have sufficient care. They may not have sufficient anything, but they do have love. If I were to look at any person on the face of the earth, no matter where I go, and I travel widely, I would find people everywhere have one major quality about them that makes everything beautiful, and that's the quality of love. I build my world on this quality of love that I find in myself and in every person that I meet. Oh, I may tantalize people by saying silly things and see what they have to say. And since this is a teaching organization, this monastery is a school, I say to people, oh, you look terrible. And I teach them to say, oh, thank you for noticing me. It's so wonderful to see you. Oh, I feel better today than I did any other day of my life. I just feel so wonderful. And you see, I teach them to respond with the love that's within them and not to take offense at what is said about them. People may say they don't have the medicine, they don't have the food, they don't have the company, the caringness, they don't have this, but what we all have is love within ourselves, self-love, and the love we have for our creation. people say, you shouldn't have so much self-love. You shouldn't be so loving of yourself. And I say, yes, you should. I say, the more that you love yourself, the more you're going to love your creation. Can you imagine God not loving itself and then not loving its creation? It's only with the love that we have for ourselves that we can have love for our creation. For we see in our creation who we are. If we look out of our eyes and out of our feeling nature and out of our intuitive self, and we look at the world around us and we see love, that's because it's within us. If we see something that is a little inharmonious, we immediately say, peace. There now is peace on earth. And it began with me. Peace. Oh, we surround all in the world with our love. And surrounding all in the world with our love, we live in a loving world. That's what I do. Every thought that I think, every word that I speak, every action that I do is an action, word, and thought of love, pure love. Love without expecting anything in return because it's already mine. I created that love that I see. I created the love that everyone is sharing for one another. I created the love that exists. I build my world on love, and sure enough, so it is. So it is. We hear of many ancient texts that are revealed and found in desert places. We hear of ancient books and ancient religious publications, and we think to ourselves, what are they all about? We're not curious enough to go and read them. We're not curious enough to find out what the translation of them are so that we can understand it. But we know intuitively what it is. Each is a book of love. Each is a book of the writer's reflection of what they knew from within themselves, from what studies they had done, what associations they have had, and the life that they have lived. And they put it down in the book, and they have inscribed it on the face of time for a moment. And perhaps for a moment it'll be there. But like the giant, beautiful, fantastic tectonic plates that move across the face of the earth ever so slowly, wiping out the past and bringing forth a new present, a new future. So as each of us, especially me, as I live in the now, as I live in this world of love that I have created, as I live in this world that I have called good and very good, as I take my place on this stand, on this planet, on this experience, and look at all out of the eyes of love, unconditional love, needing nothing in return because I am merely the flow. It comes out of the depths of me into my universe, into my world, into my community, into my family, into my associates, into everyone who's in my life. It's just a matter of pure love. And as I continue this, I am very satisfied. I am very content. I do not run around the world seeking things. I run around the world being and doing and living as I am myself, my unconditional self. And as I do this, everywhere I go, I take myself. And everywhere I go, I find myself in every person. The people around the world are no different than I am. All of them have that same intuitive, unconditional love within them as I do. And as I see this in them, then I see that reflection of who I am in my creation. And no matter where I go, it is there. No matter what I do, I build my world on love. an unconditional love that is so wonderful, so warm, so fulfilling, so good. I know there is peace on earth, and it began with me. I know there is abundance on earth for all people, and it begins with me. It began with me, it ends with me, it is with me, right in the now. I know that there is harmony and love, wholeness, joy, goodness, the fulfillment of everything that is beautiful and wonderful on this planet Earth is because I thought it there. I saw it from my inner beingness. And the more I see from my inner beingness, looking upon the blank slate, upon the blank canvas upon which I paint the stories of my life, they're all good and very good. Because they are me, they are who I am, and I am good and very good. For as I think in my heart, so is my world. Whatever thoughts I think, I bring forth in my world. And my thoughts are good and very good. And my world is good and very good. I could ask nothing more. Nor would I want anything more than just the fulfillment of all that is good and beautiful. So this day, I create me out of my pure love. I build my world on love. I see you as my pure love, and it's wonderful to look at you. I create everything in the universe as love, and it is very good. Join with me in this creation that I make to build my world on love, for that's what I create you doing. And you have no choice but to build your world on love, even as I build my world on love. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.